We're talking now with Kim Sanchez, who is a senior audience marketing manager and Family Online Safety Institute chair with Microsoft Corporation, to tell us a little bit about safety online. Now, she's with the Trustworthy Computing Group. Kim, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Can you tell us a little bit about Family Online Safety Institute? This might be new to a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. The Family Online Safety Institute is a nonprofit organization that Microsoft works with, among many partners, but particularly with FOSI, we're focused on educating the family about staying safer online. And so we talk a lot about rules, tools, and schools, and how to make sure that parents and educators are getting the right information to teach kids about staying safer online.
Now, this really isn't just about parents having the information. It is also about schools and teachers. So everybody really needs to be as informed as possible.
That's exactly right. It's not just one person's job. It's really kind of the whole community's job, if you will. It's parents, it's educators, it's corporations like Microsoft, it's the industry. It's non-governmental organizations. We all have a role because the internet is a global tool, and there's so much information out there that we all play a part in trying to make it a safer place for all of us.
Now, Kim, it's kind of funny because I remember about 10 years ago, we were really concerned at websites our kids would go to and maybe some of the online programs that were out there that we use to communicate. Well, now we're all connecting with everybody via social networking. That's been the big term. I mean, they were even making a movie about it now. How is this coming into play with parents needing to get involved with being more aware of what their kids are doing online?
Well, absolutely. You're right. Everybody's connected. Everybody's on a social networking website. We just did some really interesting research that we released yesterday that asked parents and kids about their social networking behavior and their practices. And the good thing is parents are really involved with their kids' social networking activities, which is great to hear. The one thing that we did find was that 13 is usually the age where kids can have accounts on Facebook and MySpace and these social networking sites, but parents were letting their kids as young as 11 years of age go online. So parents just really need to think about if that's appropriate or not. There's a lot of content that kids can find on these social networking sites. And I understand people want to trust their kids, but I think that they really need to have a conversation if that's an appropriate use of what their kids should be doing.
Well, and not to give a blatant plug to Microsoft, but let's face it, it's been made a lot safer with Windows 7, which we're finding in a lot of households, even Vista. We're finding family security setups that are easy to do. Are they taking use and making use of these type of tools that are within the operating system?
Yeah, we think there could be more uptake of these tools, and it's an important thing for Microsoft to build the right tools into our technology. So you're right, Andy, thank you. That was very nice that we've got the tools in Windows Vista and in 7. We've got it in our Xbox. We have it in Zoom, which is our media player. We've got it in a variety of products and services that we offer, and we think it's important that we do that, and we consider ourselves an industry leader on this point. One other thing I want to mention along those lines is an Internet safety calendar application that we have right now for Internet Explorer 8 and soon for Internet Explorer 9. Mm. And this is just a little thing you can go and download, and it will give families a monthly reminder about the Internet safety tips. So when it's the shopping season at the end of the year, it'll tell you about making sure that you're shopping safely online, and talking to your kids about creating strong passwords, and it gives you all kinds of tips throughout the year. So this is something that you can find, or your listeners can find, on our website, which is Microsoft.com/protect, and that's P-R-O-T-E-C-T.
Now, I
check it out.
I'm definitely going to check that out, and I hope our listeners do as well. But you mentioned something really important, and that comes to passwords and saving and making sure your password is private. And I've heard of cases where kids have shared passwords with their online accounts. This is not a good idea.
Well, and that's exactly right. We have heard a lot of instances where kids think, hey, this is my friend. I'm going to share my password information with them. Well, their friend today may not be their friend next week or a month from now. So it's really important that kids do not share that type of information. And we've seen in instances where sharing passwords has led to cyberbullying. You're right. They take over their accounts and they say things that the person would never have done. And it's led to just some terrible consequences. So Absolutely. Make sure you keep your personal information and your passwords very safe. Don't share them with anybody.
Now, with social networking becoming so huge, kids are talking to their parents who are talking to their parents, and suddenly grandma and grandpa are getting online and they're trying out Facebook. Now, Fosse is, you know, looking at the family. It's not just kids, but it's also can be, you know, our grandparents or aunts and uncles that are, you know, they get around a keyboard and they start to sweat. Does the organization help out those individuals too and making their experience a little safer?
Absolutely. And, you know, it goes from the very early stages to the end. And so there's, and everything in between. And it's important to talk to people about how to stay safer online. And with some of the older folks, it's important that they get comfortable with technology because there's so many great opportunities for them, but they need to be aware of what they're sharing online. They need to think about personal information and their reputation, and they need to think about their financial details that they may be sharing. And the one thing that really bothers me when I hear about these scams that are out there is that older people, they're so wise, and they would never fall for a scam if someone knocked on their door and said, hey, I've got this, you know, great thing. All I need is your credit card information and a little bit of information. They would never fall for that in person, and they seem to fall for it online, and they just need to realize that there are people out there on the Internet that are not who they say they are, and trust their instincts on those types of things.
Now, in some of the sites that are out there that, you know, provide these places that kids can go to and now adults can go to, some of the social networking sites, are there sites that they can go to that maybe have this in mind? So if my 12-year-old is screaming and throwing a tantrum because they don't have their own kind of profile online, is there a safe place they can go to where they might be able to create something and have this kind of experience?
Yeah, actually there is. There's something called togetherville.com. And this is a pretty new site. I think it's still in beta, but it's really cool. I was just checking this out. And it's going to be tied to the parent's Facebook account, but you can create kind of a firewall between Facebook and your child's account. And so you can let them be friends perhaps with their grandma or their cousins, and you can monitor what they're doing and who they're talking to through your Facebook account and the child's account, but the child actually never gets on Facebook.
Oh.
So that's one way where you can kind of maybe appease their appetite to be engaged with their friends and their family.
It's also probably maybe a good starting ground. I have a feeling this whole social networking thing might stick around a while because
yeah, I think you're right.
It'll give them a good idea and familiarity around a computer, which is what we're finding. These are causing more and more. We're finding the overall effect is people are getting onto their computer and they're finding, oh wow, I can do this. I can edit video and upload it. I can play with pictures and upload them. And now, of course, I can talk to my friends. Kim, can you give us that address again at Microsoft where our visitors can actually go and check out and get some security tips?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got all kinds of consumer guidance on online safety, privacy, and security issues. A great resource is our Microsoft.com/protect site again, and you'll find all types of information there to help.
I also recommend our listeners take a look at Fosse themselves, the Family Online Safety Institute. Maybe follow up on the mailing list and get some more information, especially if they're an educator. And they can find that information out at fosi.org. And again, you have a mailing list there as this organization continues to grow and build and provide this great information. Kim, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much. And I would just put in a plug for the Family Online Safety Institute annual conference that's coming up on November 9th and 10th in Washington, D.C. If your listeners would like to attend, that's a great place to get more information.
Excellent.
Thank you, Andy.
Nothing better than a trip to D.C. That's what I say. Awesome. Kim, thanks again.
Thank